Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. This is Kristen, and I'm here with my business partner, Alyssa.
Hello.
And we also have Dr. Rachel.
Hello.
And Dr. Annie.
Hiya.
From Rise Wellness here with us today. And our topic is ear infections with children. And certainly we can also cover adults. So Dr. Annie, I'll let you take the lead on this. How can chiropractic care help with ear infections?
Yeah, crazy, right? So what we find with a lot of ear infection cases that it's related to how the nervous system is functioning. And so we find a lot of upper cervical, so upper neck misalignment with ear infections affecting the nervous system, and that affects how your ears drain. And so in kiddos or in adults, that's usually the culprit. At least that's what we find in our office, and it's amazing what a simple adjustment can do to like reawaken that nervous system in those areas and allow your ears to just drain, and then allow your immune system to take care of it.
Ear infections are no fun, especially with babies. Oh, I think the biggest thing is catching it early enough and identifying what signs of ear infection would be before it gets so bad where they need to go in and get scans and get antibiotics. So if they're getting care, chiropractic care, then they're able to, again, like you said, get drainage. But I think a lot of parents don't know what the signs are of an ear infection, unless it gets to the point where it's so bad and their baby's screaming and not sleeping.
Right.
But there are some signs that I learned as a parent that I could catch early on.
What are those signs?
Part of it
my girls have never had ear infections. They've been adjusted from birth.
My daughter had one when I was pregnant with my son, and I had to take her in, but she was pulling on her ear.
Oh, yeah, the pulling. Mm-hmm.
So if they're pulling, and obviously if the ear's red, and just, again, sort of as we had mentioned in a previous podcast about just that preference, so if they're not laying on their head on that side, and so it's just noticing what's out of the norm for them.
I think a lot of times they'll have a cold too, right? Because then that's not draining well, so then that's not draining, you know, usually it's an issue. And the bacteria builds up in there and creates an infection.
And it's hard with little kids because you don't necessarily like with, you know, if you're a lot of parents will confuse teething with your infections too, which is a big thing because, like a lot of drainage comes out when a baby's teething too. So they can, that can appear to be like a cold, and some kids will be put on antibiotics when it's not even any sort of infection.
So how, what's an adjustment like for a baby with an ear infection or just some too much fluid in their ears? Can you explain to our listeners what that would be like?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, with anything, whether it's an ear infection or whatever, a parent's coming in for with their baby, what we're looking for is subluxation. We're looking for a misalignment of the bone that's affecting the nervous system there. And so we would do a scan to see how the nervous system is communicating at that area. And then the adjustment itself is just like super gentle pressure with your pinky. We say it's like the amount of pressure that you would use to check the ripeness of a tomato. It's so gentle, to the point where parents are like, are you even doing anything? But it's amazing like what it can do. It'll clear up the scan. It'll help those.
So you can do your little scan.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say
that. Lay on their tummy.
We can
mom
hold. Okay. Yeah. Then we can scan them and it will show the irritated area, which is usually in the upper cervical area.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like every single time we're like, okay, we're pretty sure this is what's going on. And then we do the scan. We're like, yeah, exactly what we thought. It's that upper cervical misalignment, that atlas. But the reason is those nerves that come out right there in the neck control the eustachian tube, or the muscle that controls the eustachian tube.
And why don't you say that fun muscle name?
Tensor veli palatini.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's like an Italian.
It's our Italian spaghetti muscle, and that's kind of what it looks like. But the nerve that goes to that controls the contraction of that muscle. So if that muscle's not contracting, then the eustachian tube can't melt fluid down. So then you get that fluid buildup in the ears, which is going to cause pressure in a lot of those ear infection symptoms. Bacteria can grow in there, and that's usually further down the line, but that's why they are giving antibiotics for those things. So usually if you catch it, there isn't even a bacterial infection. It's just that buildup of fluid that's causing pressure, that's causing that irritation. So if we can correct that early, and get that muscle working the way it's supposed to, then the ears can drain. And Yeah. Life's good. Yeah.
It's not like you're catching an ear infection.
From my ears started hurting yesterday, yeah. So I'm going to come see you.
I'm going to adjust it.
It's on the same side that I've had that weird, like, kink, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. It's all connected. Yeah. I'll come have you fix it when we're done.
Perfect.
And I was having issues just last week with my ears popping or feeling they couldn't clear, and so I saw both Dr. Rachel and Dr. Annie, and I feel great right now. So even if it's not a full-on infection, if you're feeling like your ears are just not, you know, like they're popping, or you feel like you have water in your ear.
Or, I mean, ringing in the ears, like anything.
Yeah, ringing in the ears.
Dizziness, so. Stuff like that. Dizziness. I mean, it's all related to that upper cervical spine.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if a lot of these cases, they would need to get in quickly, especially if they think their child has an ear infection, how would they go about reaching out to you if they're not a current patient? How do they start that process?
I mean, they can find our information on our website. It's www.risewellnesscairo.com. They can contact us over Facebook or Instagram, send us a message. Both of those are at Rise Wellness Cairo, or they can call us. Yeah.
Email. You can schedule your own appointment on our website.
Yeah. So it's, we try to make it really accessible, but we're also, I mean, we'll answer email anytime. Mm-hmm. We're always on.
Yeah. We're always on.
Even if we don't always answer the phone, like, we're
That's
always...
the motto of a business owner.
Yeah, exactly. Always, yeah, you never
yeah. One in the morning, like, I have a message.
Yeah.
And we just, I mean, especially with things like that, it's like, we want that to be your first response. It's like, I need to get my kid into the chiropractor.
Yes.
And so, like, we want to be there for you when those situations arise. Like, it's not, like, a medical emergency, but to us, like, we want that to be your first line of defense. And then if things go awry from there, then maybe seek treatment if needed, but usually it's not. Typically, we can clear some things up, just allowing the body to work naturally the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. Now, I don't know a whole lot about tubes in the ear, but what, I mean, could chiropractic care prevent the need to get tubes, or?
So the tubes is to release pressure. So when I was saying, like, if that nerve isn't working, or if it's not communicating with that muscle the way it's supposed to, if that muscle isn't milking fluid down the ears, then you have that buildup of pressure. And so often to relieve that pressure, then tubes will be put in.
Okay.
And so what they do is they cut a little hole and then put a block in there so that that hole can't heal, because your body would heal it and just cover it up again, and then that pressure would build back up. So they put like a little tunnel in there to keep it open to relieve that pressure, like a pressure valve. But really, like, the need for that wouldn't be necessary if things were working.
One thing to note is, kid has ear infection, they come in, they get adjusted, maybe it clears up and they feel better right away. But that doesn't necessarily mean they won't get another ear infection again. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things, like, kids walk and they fall and they're rolling over and they're hitting their heads. Like, they can get a misalignment again, and that just might be how their body responds to that. Mm-hmm. So just because you get adjusted once and it comes back, you get another one later, it doesn't mean that chiropractic didn't work. It means, like, usually you have, you know, like I said, my kids have been adjusted since birth. They got adjusted whenever they needed to. It wasn't like a one-time thing and then they're good to go.
And like you said, they haven't had ear infections as a result.
No, they've never had ear infections.
Well, I mean, especially kids. Like, I mean, the amount of times a day my daughter falls or bumps into something. Yeah. I mean, even me, I'm just, she gets
the twins, like,
just
pull each other down
like,
now and throw each other
I probably misalign myself 3 times a day.
Right. So it's just one of those things, too, that I feel like sometimes people think, oh, they just need one adjustment and they're good to go. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, adjustment's not good just for ear infections. Yeah. It's good to keep their nervous system, immune system, like
everything working.
And
coordinated.
And they respond really well to adjustments. Not that they have to come in like 3 times a week. It's more like just keep a maintenance thing to keep your kids checked.
So that, I mean, that's a good thing. That kind of depends too, as far as like what our recommendations would be, like how long that misalignment's been there.
Right.
Like in a previous episode, we talked about birth trauma. And so if that misalignment has been there since birth, if the kid's never been checked and now they're like
two
or four or five and having chronic ear infections, it may take a little longer for them to respond just because we're working against time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So it's better, like you said, to get them checked after birth.
Yep. Prevent those things from happening. Later.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. We can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, and at our website at goldcoastdoulas.com.